Welcome to Tech Webcast episode 396, recorded on the 17th of September 2016. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. Please support us at Patreon at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your hosts for today are Brad, Steve, Jacob, and myself, Daryl, and our special guest is Nicole Sharrick. She's best known for her role in TV as a TV movie actress in Haley Rock, Howzo's Bogan Hunters, and she's a pro wrestler. So more of that a little bit later.
That is awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
Hi, this is Paul Carey from Kerrico. Check out our latest game release, Alley Cat, on iOS and Android. And check out our website at kerrico.net. Now I hand you back to Brad and the team at Tech Webcast.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening, because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Let's go!
Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Daryl. How are you, mate?
I'm good. I'm well on a fine, sunny Mansfield afternoon here after all the rain we've had the last week. It's very nice.
Very good. How's your week been, mate?
It's been good. Yeah, we finally got some success on our video conferencing at work, so we had to sort of wind down the video quality due to we don't have NBN here and due to our crappy internet speeds, but we're able to manage it, and so that's a relief because it's been a bugbear of mine for several weeks now. It's been sort of we've been struggling, and it's if anyone out there says, well, why do we need the NBN, bro? This is the reason why we need the NBN, bro, is because we need to have some sort of speeds for video conferencing.
I know, mate. Yeah, it's pretty good to have the NBN.
Yeah, so someday before I get too old and can't remember what the internet is, hopefully we'll get some NBN here.
So, Daryl, I got the iPhone 7 yesterday.
Yes, yeah. I heard vicious rumours that you went to the Apple store. Was it Apple store or Telstra? Telstra you went to.
Telstra store. In Elizabeth Street.
Okay.
Believe it or not, it wasn't even packed.
Maybe more people are ordering online, or it might have been that.
I think about 8 a.m. They opened it. I think between 8 a.m. and that time it was pretty busy. But when I went there, it wasn't busy. But it's pretty awesome, yeah.
And I know that I saw on the news that the Apple stores, there were a few that had camped out for a couple of days or something, and then they were a bit annoyed because they got in and they wanted to get the 7 Plus and there weren't any 7 Pluses, and they said, well, I've been here two days in a tent, and they didn't get them, so...
They choose. It's
always interesting. My conspiratorial theory on that is I think Apple deliberately slightly under allocate iPhones,
yeah, exactly.
Because then it produces even more of a buzz because people go, oh, it's sold out. Yep. I couldn't get it. And Apple know exactly, I reckon, how many they're going to sell, and they could flood the stores with them. But that wouldn't get as much buzz in the media. But when people come back and say, oh, I couldn't get a 7 because it's all sold out, and it's good publicity for Apple because they can say, oh, look how popular our phone is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
But that's my theory anyway, so...
You stick to it, mate.
I'll stick to it, exactly.
Stick to it. We've got Jacob on. Welcome, Jacob.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mate. And how's the... by the way, have you got iOS 10?
I have got iOS 10 on my iPhone 6 and so far so good. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's made some of the stuff a little bit snappier on the iPhone 6. They always tend to sort of... I think sometimes with memory and things like that, they and yeah, it's nice so far, so good.
Yeah, I'm really loving iMessage on there.
Yeah, and as more and more of the apps get updated to support it, it's sort of only going to get better, and so yeah, no, it's good.
Cool. All right, Jacob, how's your week been, mate? Sorry, we didn't mean to cut you off.
It's okay. I wanted to hear that anyway.
Yeah, go on.
So my week's been pretty good.
Okay, good to hear. Any bad storms or any rain, anything like that over there?
No. I had to pick up from all the nasty hurricane that was here a while back.
Okay.
Yeah, now my yard looks like it was when I moved here. Nothing.
Okay. All right. Well, good to hear, Jacob. Good to see you back on. Welcome back, Steve.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Steve? How's your week been? Long time no chat, mate.
Yeah, it's been pretty hectic over here. And talking about the iPhone being out of stock or sold out, I have to counter on what he said because I believe
I think it was just the Jet Black that was out. I think it was just the Jet Black that was out of stock.
Oh, okay. Well, so a lot of times certain models and things like that, but usually, you know, a company wants to sell as many as possible. And yeah. I think if it's unavailable, you know, each time, because a lot of things we do run out of certain, you know, not just iPhones, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That might make, you know, buyers look somewhere else if they have to wait so long for a product. I believe also with Apple opening it up to more and more countries like China. Before, China didn't have availability of iPhones. Now they do. Plus, a lot of times, Apple is the largest buyer of components such as memory than any other company out there. So the availability of certain parts that they need along with how fast they can produce it is another problem. So,
okay.
Yeah, it provide some buzz, but I think sometimes there are some conspiracies out there that they do that just for buzz, but
yeah, I don't know
as much as they can, but
I think they just the shops are allocated.
Well, they have to because there's just not enough. Yeah. I mean, for the demand.
Exactly, Jake. You want to mention the guests?
Sure can.
Go ahead.
Nicole Schrock.
Welcome, Nicole.
G'day. Thanks for having me.
No problem. How are you? How's your week been?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Busy as usual, but that's always a good thing.
All right, cool. Are you into Apple stuff?
To be honest, I have absolutely no idea about Apple.
Really? Yeah, she has a Samsung right now, I think.
She has a Samsung.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm a Samsung girl, not an Apple girl.
Have you ever used an iPhone before?
Yeah, and it's quite confusing.
Okay, and you like Samsung better?
Yeah, it's simple.
Okay,
simple is better.
Fair enough.
Don't be angry. Nah.
No, I'm not angry. No, that's cool. That's cool. That's each their own. You know, whatever works.
True.
Whatever works.
Blowing up.
What's that, Jacob?
I said, without it blowing up in your hand like the Note 7.
This is true, but I didn't have one of them. I'm weary of that.
Yeah, what they said about that is people have to wait a couple weeks just to get the new versions. They have to send their old ones in, then wait a couple weeks to get the new ones because they found out the battery capacity, they had to lower it from... Well, I think it was 2.3 all the way down to 1.9. So
yeah.
60%. So the batteries won't explode.
Yeah. But I think it's like every phone when you think about it. Like all phones get hot if you're talking on it for too long.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, if you're on FaceTime video for hours and...
Yeah.
And then games and stuff.
Yeah. And that's like what a lot of people use anyways, like the games and social media and all of that.
Well, they're always trying to raise the battery capacity as well just to give, you know, longer life. But in doing so, obviously, it potentially makes it more dangerous as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah. That exactly. is correct.
Steve, I've got to ask you a question. Did you update to iOS 10?
You know what? Believe it or not, I haven't. But yeah, I'm definitely am. In fact, I probably should do it after the show. I'm slow in adopting stuff. It took me forever to get on Facebook, but
I really love the new home button on the iPhone 7. You don't need to press it; it just works.
Gives
it a little
the new vibrant one, 7.
Yeah, iPhone 7. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, believe it or not, I don't think it's technically a mechanical button anymore. It's similar to what they use on their screens now, like touch sensitive or pressure.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Nicole, what about tell us about what you do. You've been on Howzo's and a variety of other shows as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been on Howzo's. I've been on Bogan Hunters, Dumb Criminals, Howzo's versus Authority, Howzo's versus Fat Pizza. I've been on Home and Away when I was a lot younger.
Really, how long?
I've been under 30. Home and Away. I was in my early 20s.
Oh well, what character was the was it, were you?
Oh, wasn't a character. That's where I originally started off acting. I did a bit of extra work there, and with my wrestling and stuff like that, I've been quite fortunate enough to get into the entertainment world and the acting world.
Awesome. How long have you been wrestling for?
I've been wrestling now for 17 years.
Jeez, good on you. Jesus Christ. That's a long time. Well done. Darryl, any questions for Nicole?
Yeah, I was looking at sort of like the online resume, I guess, and it's such an eclectic thing. You act, you wrestle, you've been in film and stage crew. So it's interesting because there's not a lot of actors that I know of that get into the sort of behind the scenes, unless later they go on to directing shows. I'm particularly someone like a Clint Eastwood or something like that goes on to directing. So why was it such an eclectic? Is it just that you like doing all those sorts of things, or is it helping to promote you as an actor?
I've always been interested in all of it. Like, you know, a good actor needs to be good behind the camera as well. So ideas and stuff like that is always helpful.
You see, you can visualize what's happening. While you're acting, you can visualize what the director sees,
what the
cameraman sees.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm quite lucky actually with Paul Fenning because he's quite versatile. So, like the character of Haley, a lot of that is actually, well, not certain scenes, but like, you know, like behind the character itself is a lot of myself in, like, you know, reality. So it was easy to step forth into that character.
So yeah, I loved Howzo's and Fat Pizza I'm sure it's a lot of work, but it looks like it would also be a lot of fun to be on those shows. So they just got a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, it is fun. It always helps, you know, when like the product is fun to do. Like I love comedy. But and having a really good director as Paul Fenwick as well, like that helps too, because he's quite open to ideas and he brings a lot of people in that aren't trained actors, and he created Rebel Wilson. So you know, now like she's back in, like she's in Hollywood now, she's making it really big. So like his product, it has, you know, potential to go further to A-lister.
So is when you're actually working on a series with him, is he very structured in the way he directs, or is he sort of like, do you get not so much to ad lib, but do you get to sort of to bring a lot of your own stuff to the table?
He is quite structured, however, like scripts and stuff like that, I ask him prior to, you know, like, can I change wording and certain things to make the character of Haley, you know, like more in reality, you know, because the worst thing is like watching a movie and seeing the actor act. So like you want to watch a movie and actually like, you know, connect with that character for the character, not the person portraying the character, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Like I guess, like, they're not really acting. You can't tell they're acting. They look real, I guess, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so Paulie's really good like that. You know, like he allows us to change certain words and, you know, like to bring your own personality into the character pretty much.
And you've had some well-known, as well as, you know, new and upcoming actors in sort of Howzo's and that, you've had some very well-known actors making sort of cameos or appearances in it.
Yeah, we had a fair few. Yeah, we're quite lucky. Paulie, like he's a very smart man. Like I just have to say that he's quite smart. So he knows, you know, a lot of Australian actors and stuff like that. He's bringing in and people that, you know, like Aussies, not so much idolize, but like, you know, that they can connect with.
And so and SBS would be a good platform for that because I could imagine that some of the commercial, because of the content of Howzo, some of the commercial networks might be a bit hesitant to sort of put it on, or they might ask for cuts, or they might ask for it to be sort of watered down. Whereas at least with SBS, it looks like he's been given open slather almost to sort of, you know, do what he wants.
Yeah, that's one good thing like about SBS. Like they're like that. They allow, you know, certain things and like certain wording and certain scenes. However, like Seven Mate allowed us to do Bogan Hunters, and you know those guys, that's actual like real footage. So they're not characters; they're the actual people. So they allowed us, you know, to have certain scenes on the show and. Yeah, it kind of pushed a lot of boundaries, but, you know, I think that's just the Aussie way.
Have you met people, like, in your travels that have, like, that watch Howzo's and stuff like that have sort of said to you, I know people who are exactly like your character or exactly like some of the other characters? Yeah. I don't know whether that's a bit scary
There's
or not.
There's a lot of people. No, like, well, it was, like, I grew up in a place called Warilla, so pretty much, like, a lot of Warilla, like Lake Illawarra, is like Howzo's. However, like we kind of not all of them are. Like we kind of glorify it.
Yep. Cool.
But yeah, like Paul is good because he doesn't just pick on one certain race. He picks on all.
Yes.
So he makes it quite equal.
Yeah, exactly. Jake, you want to say something? Go ahead, mate.
Well. I was wanting to ask something about your wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your wrestling style like when you're wrestling? Because I'm watching the WWE. They have some are goofy, power hungry, or something like that. What were your character?
Well, Nikki Nitro is power hungry because she's a villain, so therefore she's a heel, and she likes to push boundaries. So she's really nasty character. She makes kids cry, and she's quite obsessed with her hair. So so like if her opponent touches her hair, that's it. You're in trouble.
Steve, any questions?
Yeah, there was a couple. It's actually funny because she's into wrestling. Because at work, we all gave us, you know, the manager gave us all wrestling names, and so it was kind of funny. So naturally, mine was the Dominator. So I've been playing it a lot. But yeah, there's a couple of things. I don't know if it might have been mentioned before. Did you kind of use wrestling to springboard you into other things? Here in America, that's kind of done a lot. And actually here, like I said, in America, I believe right now the highest paid actor right now is actually The Rock.
Oh, yeah. He's been like that for a while now because, see, he's bought shares into the WWE. And he is him and John Cena are the face of the WWE.
You can't see me.
You can't see me.
Yeah.
So them two. Pardon?
Another thing is also in wrestling, injury, because I know there are some wrestlers that have been doing it a very long time. I know, like Hulk Hogan, I know he's, I believe he has like an artificial hip and knee now.
Yeah.
How do you take care of yourself? And I mean, of course, I know you guys are professionals, to be able not to injure yourself. Of course, sometimes it still happens. So how do you try to do that?
To prevent injury?
Yeah, well, it's, injury or, yeah.
I do a lot of training, so like I'm constantly in the gym, you know, like bettering myself, and like strength is everything. Learning how to bump is everything, and working a match and the psychology of the match is everything. Nowadays, like you find in the indie scenes, it's all a bunch of spot fest, high fly moves, and there is no psychology behind it. Like Hogan, he gave me a tip because I forwarded him my footage many moons ago, and he said to me, keep your boots to the mat, your career and your health will last longer. In other words, telling me not to high fly. So, like, I still do high fly every now and then, but Nikki Nitro is kind of like a grounded wrestler.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's yeah. Okay. Did you get any more tips for him? Because obviously he would be the since he's been doing it for such a long time, some of the other wrestlers. Perhaps.
No, that's what he said to me. He said, like, well, him and Al Snow was actually quite good because he explained to me when I was in the States 3 years ago, because I did a lot of matches with Al Snow, and I've wrestled with a lot of their former legends and current WWE superstars and divas. And Al, he sat me down and questioned me about psychology in a match. And one of the questions was, what's the only fake thing in wrestling? And I rolled off like everything that I could think of. And then like 2 minutes later, it clicked, you know. So I was like, holy crap, yeah. And after that, like the matches that I have now have a lot to do with psychology. And, you know, like you got to listen to the crowd. Because if it's a dead crowd, then you go, well, you know, like in the match, you got to pick up your game. So it was, yeah, he was quite good, but I've had a lot of feedback by a lot of the former and current WWE superstars and stuff, and one of my booking managers is Devon Dudley, so one of the half of the Dudley boys, and Devon, he critiques my work and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Some feedback, yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah, it's always helpful. But I find like I can't say it to all of the indie scenes out here, but I find nowadays there's too many companies popping up here, there and everywhere, and there's people doing the same matches on the same show, and then they'll take the same match the next show, and it's like, well, there's no point. There is, like, it's not as glorified as what wrestling used to be back in the day. You know, like you had your characters back in the day, and nowadays it's just like, oh yeah, you know, I'll go to this company because I'm going to see that match instead of going to that company over there that quite, you know, could have more potential than this company. So it's unfortunate, but that's just the way that the Aussie scene is happening now, and that's why WWE is so successful. Because, you know, like they're bringing former and current talent in.
Oh, well, you mentioned something about characters, like in the old days. Like, is that what you're talking about? Like more, like, because I know, like, each wrestler kind of has its own, twist. Like, you know, supposedly you're going to make a character, and then what type of personality they have. So you're saying it's not so much doing it right now in wrestling in Australia, or?
Unfortunately, no, because there's people out here in the indie scenes, I can't say it for everybody, but there's a lot of people that are ripping off WWE characters. So it's not so much with the wrestling, it's just like the structure of the character and the way that they present themselves and stuff, which, you know, is quite boring because it's like, well, you know, why are you ripping off this character when you should have your own unique character?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, I like Nikki Nitro is quite lucky in that respect because it's taken me 17 years to adapt to a certain character that I know that can get over. So, not get over, you know, in matches and that because I'm a heel and stuff, but like get over with crowd. You know, like there's a lot of people out there that can relate to Nikki Nitro. So it's just, you know, traveling and meeting different people and, like, you know, hanging around different culture and stuff and saying, oh, yeah, you know, I can push boundaries with this person, but, yeah, I can't push boundaries with this one.
Mm. So Nicole, what's next for you? Any plans for any new TV shows or what?
I've been doing a couple of TV shows. I just finished a feature film, a low-budget feature film, which I played a doctor on. So that's called Harmony. That'll be released toward probably the start of next year. There's more talks of Houses. I can't say whether it's a TV show or a movie yet. And I will be catching up with a director in a couple of months called Steve Ravick to go through a couple of projects of his, which I'll be playing a completely different character, not a funny character this time. So it'll be kind of like a villain character, which I can't wait. I really want to play like a Harley Quinn kind of character. I think that'll be quite cool. Nice.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. Jacob, got some more questions for Nicole?
Yes. Well, I was talking to Brad earlier. I was looking at your photo and looking at one of our wrestlers over here. Mm-hmm. You know, the wrestler Becky Lynch?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, I was looking at both photos. I was like, whoa, she could be your alter ego after hearing your character is a villain. And she's a crazy, cocky type.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people actually say that her and I are very similar. We look alike.
Yeah. The only thing you don't have is her fire red hair.
Yeah, that's the only difference. But if Nikki Nitro had that fire red hair, then, yeah, she wore those goggles on her head. But she's a great character. I really like Becky Lynch. Like, I've looked at a lot of her work and stuff and just the way that she presents herself. And now she's a women's champion. So, like, it's the SmackDown champion. So it's quite awesome.
And I know she shortened her name so she wouldn't for the wrestling, her full name is Becca Lynch.
Yeah.
Oh, we're learning watching a YouTube video of behind the scenes.
Oh, you learned that on that?
Yeah, it was an actual referee from the WWE.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm. Yeah, nah, she's great. She's I think she's Irish, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Daryl, any more questions before we wrap up, mate?
Just the one. I was interested when you mentioned that you've got a project in the wind where you're going to act but not in a comedic sense. So you want to sort of branch out now and not just be known as, say, a comedic actor, but get into sort of the drama and the villainy of other roles.
Yeah, like I'll always be 100% committed to Paulie because he's the one that gave me my break in the first place. So, like, you know, Houses, like, well, Paul Fenny comes before any other projects, but I do need to be more versatile now with my character and stuff because I'm finding that if I keep to one kind of character, I'm going to be stereotyped. Yep. So it's not going to give me that diverse, like, role for anything else. So I know for a fact that I can play off a real like psychotic character because of wrestling. So I want to it's kind of like challenging myself in ways because like I'm yet to do. My mum was actually saying to me the other day, she's like, you know what, Nikki, I don't know how you're gonna go in a romantic scene because you're not that kind of romantic person. And she's quite right. Like ever since I was a kid, I can't stand kissing scenes. I hate kissing scenes on TV shows, movies, and I always have to turn away. Yet, you know, like on Houses, I have to pass on with Frankie. So it's kind of like, yeah, wow, in your face.
Was that real? When you did that?
Yeah. Wow. Well, like I call it a sucker kiss fish. Like fish kiss, sorry.
but that's perfect as acting.
So it's kind of like you have to see like when you're acting and you're doing certain scenes like that, it's business. So you can't look past that. Like you have to kind of, you know, you be professional about it.
But the biggest thing of flattery will be if you do a drama or you do a romantic comedy or something, and your mum said, "I couldn't believe that was you." That'll you'll really know that you've nailed it when people you know will say that we couldn't believe that we forgot that was you. We just saw the character that you were playing.
Yeah, that's more like with my mum. She loves houses and stuff. Like she's like my biggest support as well as my dad. But like she's like every time certain things come on, like certain scenes, she's like, "Oh, it's just acting. It's just acting." So she's got to keep not like really my daughter.
I can imagine.
The funniest thing was I took my dad like as my date to the rap party of Dumb Criminals, and. Certain scene come on the big screen, and I looked at him, and like his face was like, "Oh," and I'm like, "Oh shit!" So I covered his eyes.
Oh god!
It was like, and then and then he had to meet Paulie afterwards. So that was quite interesting.
So he didn't sort of take him outside and said, "Well, this is, you know, what did you do to my daughter?"
Like he's real funny, my dad. Like, so he kind of like brushed it off, but I could tell at the start he's like, "Holy crap!" Yeah, like that shock factor, and that's one of the reasons why I did take him to Dumb Criminals, just to give him the shock factor. A bit of a shit stirrer that way.
That's funny. Steve, any more questions before we wrap up?
No, just one thing she mentioned about being typecast, I guess that's the word. I actually had a chance to talk to Tony Todd at a recent convention where I live. He, of course, played Candyman in, I think, Final Destination movies. And one of the things that he was worried about as well is being typecasted once, you know, you do a certain type of movie for so long that it's hard to get other parts somewhere else because they can't imagine you in doing anything else.
You look at someone like Leslie, like if you think Leslie Nielsen and you look at him, he's such a funny comedic actor, you know, the airport movies and all the rest of it. He started his career as a romantic leading man and he got a certain number of movies and then it sort of dried up. He reinvented himself as, and you couldn't imagine him being anything else but a comic actor, but he started his career as a very serious, you know, romantic lead and drama actor, and then he got into the comedy side of it.
It's quite easy to do, but that's why like a lot of actors will stick to one kind of personality, and therefore, you know, like they'll always be typecast to that personality. You know, like Adam Sandler, for example. Like if you look at Adam Sandler, like he's so funny. Like seeing him in a serious kind of role is like, oh, it doesn't make sense. So, you know, like, but that's just what he's like. He loves that comedy, you know, and he plays it off well.
It's like Robin Williams. You can't imagine him playing a he's played some serious roles though, but
he did. But he was a brilliant actor.
Yep. Pardon? Dead Poets Society sort of had that. He had that comedy, and then one minute you'd be laughing, and the next minute he'd almost have you in tears, you know, with what he was like.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. He was one of those characters that you could actually like connect with. But that's what made him so great. But see, like a lot of actors are very, how would you say, very closed people. They're very, very closed in, and like they're constantly thinking, and like they're not quite out there, and you know, like out there in the world, and like bubbly. So you'll see, like a lot of actors. If you meet a lot of actors, they're very quiet, and they kind of shy away from the limelight. But yet when it comes to the acting, it's like, boom, you know, like, wow, in your face.
Yes.
Cool. So do you have any favourite movies?
My favourite movie of all time is The Goonies.
Oh.
Good movie, yes. Oh, good. Oh.
I love The Goonies. Like, I got dared to watch it for a whole year straight, and I did. And I still love it now. And I love The Labyrinth as well. Like David Bowie, like God bless him, but when he, you know, like he was a brilliant actor. He could do everything, David Bowie. He was just amazing. But yeah, like they are my favorites. And I love Pirates of the Caribbean because I love Johnny Depp. He's so versatile. He's just one of those characters.
What about Australian movies?
Oh, I've got to love all the ones that, you know, like that Paulie's made. But also love the castle.
Oh, yeah. Awesome movie, yes.
Brilliant movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's such good.
And Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yeah, that was
I love
a good
Priscilla.
One. Yeah, I like Priscilla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was amazing. Actually, I was reading something the other day. I can't remember who they said there was a leading man for it, but he turned it away. Oh, it'll come to me when, like, I get off the phone. I'm like, oh, crap. But apparently, like, there was another one that was actually going to be taking Guy's place originally, but then he turned the role down.
Yeah, I think there's a few famous movies. You look at a few famous movies and there's the stories of actors that were offered the role and said, no, it's not me. Yeah. I don't think the movie's going to be and then it's become
successful.
Huge. Yep.
Yeah, but then exactly. You couldn't imagine. And then it's like, wow.
But you couldn't imagine now other people like doing it, like Guy Pearce and Hugo Weaving, and they were just brilliant. You couldn't imagine anyone else doing that role, I don't reckon.
Guy Pearce is so versatile. He is a brilliant actor, like a brilliant Australian actor. I've always had like high respect for his work.
Yep, I certainly like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I could watch that over and over again. It was a funny movie. Really,
I know. It's just so glamorous. I just I love it.
What about you, Daryl? Have you got any favourite Australian movies or TV shows you mentioned before we wrap up?
Well, I actually like the original Mad Max movie because it had so many very well-known actors, and then of course, and the scenes outside, you know, that were filmed outside of Broken Hill and just the long road stretches and that just, but yeah, I didn't like the later movies as much. I mean, the graphic, you know, but I liked the original Mad Max because it's that raw. A raw sort of a movie where they hadn't sort of, you know, it hadn't been successful, so they didn't start trying to do more CGI and more all that. They just had it as this raw and a young Mel Gibson, you know, that was virtually not long out of NIDA, I think he was in, and a number of really great Australian actors at the time. I just thought it was really, really good.
Mm. All right, awesome. Jacob, before we go, you got one more question.
No, I was just saying that referencing the Goonies game as well for the NES.
Oh, okay. All right.
Have you played that?
I haven't played. Say that again.
Goonies for the NES.
No, I haven't. Nah.
It's pretty good. It's just I watched the. A long play of it. It's pretty good. It's just you're going to be sitting there for a while.
Oh, really? I have to check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You know that ship in the Goonies they actually made, and then once the movie ended, they pulled it all down.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was an actual like pirate ship. Yeah, it took him months and months and months to make. And, yeah, and then they pulled it all down. I don't understand why they just didn't make it into a theme park. It's like, one eye really is so cool. but, like, it would have been awesome. But do you know what? Actually, I was reading this thing, like, because I follow, like, this thing on YouTube, Haunted Things. And the other day in Disneyland, I was watching it. They said that in the Haunted Mansion and the Pirates of the Caribbean, there are people's ashes being spread there. So it's haunted. The actual places, like the Haunted Mansion, is actually haunted. And in one of the this is Disneyland in Orlando, Florida. In the Haunted Mansion, somebody went in there with a shotgun and fired three bullet holes into the mansion. And there's still one bullet hole there, but they have covered it and made it out to be a spider web because they couldn't afford to change the whole window.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. I love facts. I don't know. I just get into these moments where I just want to know everything. But, yeah, that's my fact for today.
There you go, Jacob. We didn't know that, did we? I think that's a good fact.
Yes.
But, yeah, that place is actually quite quite haunted, Disneyland. And they release certain scents to make you happy in certain places. Wow. Like within the theme park.
Yeah, I was there back in the 90s and I couldn't smell anything.
When I go back there next, I'm so going to keep weary of this that I'll be like, oh, I can smell cotton candy.
Just be careful. It's not drugs.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to have some pretty high people when they get off the ride.
That's it. Or some freaked out ones because of all the ashes everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did you get much into technology at all, Nicole?
To be quite honest, I don't. I am so not computer savvy. I'm hopeless. I can work my way around a phone, but when it comes to the computers and stuff like that, I'm like a sped, pretty much. I'm definitely like a sped.
So you use your phone all the time then?
Yep, my phone is my lifesaver. If I lose my phone, then I've lost my life pretty much. But like, it's just so much easier, like on the phone. You know, you can keep up to date with like social media and like everything's on your phone nowadays. So you don't really need a computer because you could do your emails off your phone. You can do everything.
Yep, yep. What about Snapchat? Do you use Snapchat and Twitter and Facebook? Them sort of.
Yeah, I've got Snapchat. I've got Twitter. I've got Instagram. I've got my fan pages. So yeah, do you want the links to that or?
No, we've got all them. I've got all that information. Jacob, do you recommend any apps for her phone?
Well, I'm playing a few games. I was playing one while I was talking to you.
What do you play really? On your phone, Nicole?
Yeah, I play Words.
Oh, yeah.
What I was playing was Slash Mobs.
What was it called?
Slash Mobs.
Slash Mobs. Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Cool. Yep.
All right. Any more questions, Daryl, before we wrap up?
No, I think actually I was thinking of when you were saying about being a horror and all that, I kept reminding me of Alfred Hitchcock. And so if you're wanting a movie that, not an Australian movie, one of my favourites, it'd have to be Psycho, followed by The Birds. Two of Hitchcock's great suspense, drama, horror, you name it, all rolled into one.
I'll check it out. I love horrors.
Yeah, no, he was the master of suspense and The Birds, you know, mm-hmm. he's a great one. And of course, Psycho, the original Psycho movie was brilliant, you know. So, all right, that's my tips for the day.
Good to have you on, Nicole. Appreciate it. You're a legend.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me on.
And where can people get hold of you if they want to ask you any more questions?
You can get hold of me on my fan pages, like Nicole Sharag, Hayley Rock from Houses.
Yep.
Or my Miss Nikki Nitro fan page. Or like, you can add me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Snapchat. Nitro.
All right. Wicked. Cool. Thank you.
That's okay. No worries.
Thank you. Thanks for being on. Daryl, what about you, mate? Where can they hold of you?
They can get me on Twitter at Learnscape and at Google Plus, Daryl Hunt at Google Plus. As I say, I'm still there. There are just still a there. Precious yep. few of us, but I'm still there. I haven't shut the door and turned off the lights. So that's where you can
find Google me. Plus more Daryl than Facebook or Twitter or what?
It used to be. It's now I'm on Facebook more. I mean, when I first started, like, it was Google Plus, and then I'd sort of go to Facebook, do I really have to? And I'd do a little bit of stuff on Facebook. But I guess it's more and more Facebook. Although I like Google Plus, I like the platform, and that it's just,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, it just hasn't taken
personally
off.
Personally, for me, I like Facebook better.
Facebook, I mean, I get annoyed with Facebook. I mean, don't get me started on Mark Zuckerberg and trying to get my Facebook page and I can't get a username for it because it says it keeps telling me, you should have a username. And I go and it says, I go to try and create one. It says, your page isn't eligible for a username. And then it comes back and says, you should have a username. I'm in these, I'm getting these endless loops and it still thinks I live in Brisbane when I live in Mansfield, Victoria.
Well, you should message Robert Scoble. He knows someone on Facebook.
Yeah, well, actually, when there was Robert Scoble had a thing and he was talking about how wonderful Facebook you know, locating your friends and that way, where you're via the phone. And I actually screen dumped the thing for him, and he just went, "Oh my God." He said, "That's wacky." Because I said, "Well, there I am in Brisbane, and I'm about 1,000 kilometres plus away from there." But and the whole town, anyone that lives in my town, is
would
relocated.
It's something in the app that's doing it.
It's something in I think there is a Mansfield in Queensland, but it's something where they've linked Mansfield to being like almost like a suburb of Brisbane or something, and so the map's right. You can locate people on the map in the town map's right, but it says Brisbane. So it confuses people no end. And my brother the other week was saying, because he lives in the States, and he said, "Oh, have you been up to Brisbane visiting friends or something?" And I said, "No." So that's my pet peeve at the moment. Mark Zuckerberg, if you're listening, fix it.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg.
I'm sure he listens to Tech Webcast every week religiously.
But you know who listens to the podcast each week?
Who?
Yep.
Corey.
Yay! Well done, Corey.
Corey, he shares a podcast every day, every week.
Yes, he does. He's our biggest sharer, I think,
of the podcast. Shout out to Corey from Geelong. I think he's from Geelong, I think.
He'll be ready to watch the football then tonight. Geelong's playing in the final tonight. So if he's a Geelong supporter, he'll be gearing up for that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jacob. Where can I get hold of you, mate?
You can follow me at jazzbot226691z.
All right, good stuff. Steve, what about you?
You can find me on Twitter as chatterbox_live.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, I want to mention, Daryl, a few weeks back we had Jamie from JJ Vinyls on.
Oh, yes, yes, we did. I do remember.
Now, he's giving away two $50 vouchers to two people.
Wow.
So you may want to come up with an idea to give them away. We can give them one on the podcast, maybe.
Yeah, I'll get my thinking cap on.
Well, if anyone does listen, make sure you have to be in Australia. So
that's an Aussie voucher. Yep.
Aussie voucher.
$50. So there you go.
Cool.
Thanks to JJ's Vinyl.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Thanks for being on, guys. Thanks, Nicole.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Thank you for having me. It was quite fun.
Check out our Snapchat, by the way, too. It's very cool.
Oh, with Snapchat?
Yeah, your Snapchat. Yeah, they're fantastic.
Oh, cool.
Do you Snapchat, Daryl?
I've got Snapchat, but it's one of the things with the UI on Snapchat. I've never managed to. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just getting too old, and I just struggle to come to terms with the user interface on Snapchat. I have got my cousins and that are on Snapchat, but I must give it another go. But I do actually have Snapchat on my iPhone, and I do have an account, but I just have never really done anything with it, and I just struggled with the UI, I think, when it originally came out. But I'll have another go. I'll try again.
All right, thanks. So, Jake, you want to say something before we go, mate? Something funny, or you want to just say whatever?
Just say whatever.
Whatever. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer.